Pacific nations have seen a devastating rise in rates of HIV and AIDS, with Fiji recording hundreds of new cases this year. This week, a report from the United Nations found an uncounted number of people have died from AIDS, and 2.5 million more globally have lost access to medication to stop the spread of HIV since cuts to USAID programs by the Trump administration. Ahead of World AIDS Day on December the 1st, the Albanese government is today announcing a $48 million program to support the Pacific to manage the crisis. Felicity Young is the International Program Director for Health Equity Matters. That's the National Federation for Australia's leading HIV and LGBTQI plus organisations. Felicity, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Can you give me a bit of a snapshot, Felicity? What's happening in some parts of the Pacific right now when it comes to the spread of HIV, and how concerning is it?
It's very concerning. The Pacific, and particularly Fiji and Papua New Guinea, are experiencing very fast-moving HIV epidemics. Fiji has the dubious honour of being one of the fastest moving epidemics globally. New HIV cases have increased by 500% in Fiji since 2023. Fortunately, the country officially declared an outbreak in January 2025, and there is been a lot of mobilisation since then. We very much welcome the government's announcement of a package for $48 million to address the Pacific. Papua New Guinea also has a very concerning epidemic with approximately 30 new diagnoses each day. And anecdotal information is coming forward now about HIV moving in other Pacific nations. These are serious public health emergencies.
So what's happening in Fiji? Is this HIV being transmitted sexually, or is it through drug use or other mechanisms? What's happening?
It's a combination. So the Fiji HIV epidemic is underpinned by a spiralling trend of drug use, needle and syringe sharing, and unsafe sex. And one of the factors in Fiji is the community was relatively drug naive, so they didn't have a lot of education as drug use started to take off in the last couple of years. And its HIV epidemic, up until the last three or so years, had been very low and slow. They've been caught on the hop, to be honest. Drug use, as I said, is becoming very, very common, and there just isn't a basis of education, a foundation of education about the harms associated with drug use. And unlike Australia, they don't yet have harm reduction programs in place, although they are on the cusp of implementing that.
So with that lack of education, I know even in places like South Africa, with HIV and drug use, people were doing things like Bluetooth, where they were injecting drugs and then transferring their blood to someone else in the belief that they would get a dose of the drugs as well, which of course is just an absolute nightmare for HIV. Are we seeing things like that happening in the Pacific as well?
Yes, we did have some anecdotal information of Bluetooth earlier in the epidemic, exactly as you said, where people, a drug user withdraws their blood after a hit and then injects it into another person and so on. However, that is actually not so common anymore. It is just general needle and syringe sharing, or people using drugs so that they're disinhibited and having unsafe sex.
And what are you seeing in PNG? Is that sexually transmitted in PNG with the spread of HIV, or is that drugs or sort of all of the above?
It's largely sexually transmitted in PNG, and women are particularly vulnerable in PNG as well, and that's of concern. We're starting to get a little bit of anecdotal information about drug use, and again, I would say that that is largely a drug-naive community. I think what we're experiencing is the spread of drug use throughout the Pacific generally, and we have a very short window to act on this.
So we've got this new funding announcement for HIV programs in the Pacific. What's it hoped that will do? How will that money be spent?
We are very fortunate that the Australian government is really stepping up into the Pacific. As your listeners may know, this has been a particularly difficult year for global health because we've seen major donors, mostly the United States government, withdraw from funding. So it's great that the Australian government is a good neighbour in the Pacific. And the package today actually builds upon the government's three-year commitment of $266 million to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria. So between the new money and the commitment to the Global Fund, partners will be working together hand in hand with local stakeholders and the Fijian government to develop a program to address the whole continuum from prevention through to care and treatment. In Fiji in particular, they are on the cusp of introducing needle and syringes, which will be a game changer, and that's great. We're seeing that community organisations are being strengthened so that they can step up and play a role. We're seeing training of clinicians and healthcare workers. We're seeing better surveillance. So in many ways, what we're trying to do is replicate the very successful Australian model, which has been based on partnership between community governments and clinicians and researchers, and give that assistance to our partners in Fiji.
Yeah, certainly once HIV gets away, it's very hard to put the genie back into the bottle. Thank you so much for giving an update, Felicity, on what's happening in the Pacific. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Felicity Young is International Program Director for Health Equity Matters, talking about these increases in HIV infections in some parts of the Pacific, particularly in Fiji and PNG.